coming up today on The Dwelling Place.
The Lord is my shield on my right hand. In other words, even when I'm in a fight with the enemy, God is covering my back. He is my shield. Amen. Oh, that's good. Amen. Because you think about it, you're vulnerable. You're slashing away going, man, what about tomorrow? Am I going to have a job tomorrow? I don't know. I'm fighting the enemy, Lord. But what about this side over here, Lord? I'm kind of vulnerable back here. He's got your back. He's my shield on my right hand. Even in the midst of a battle, he is our protector.
Dwelling place, dwelling place, dwelling place. You are my dwelling place, dwelling place, dwelling place.
Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, welcomes you to today's broadcast of The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman. Trials and tribulations are a part of every person's life, no matter where you may be. How we deal with those trials is what really makes a difference. If you look around these days, you'll see a lot of people turn to the wrong things when hardship comes their way. As Christians, we should always look to the Lord first when we face hardship. Is that what you do? To challenge us to seek God in times of trouble, here's Pastor Al in Psalm 121.
Let us read it together. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. Amen. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even for how long? Forevermore. Whoo! Good stuff. Good stuff. Amen. So I look toward the hills, that is the holy hills. Those of you who've been to Jerusalem, remember the hills that surround Jerusalem. The holy hills, and of course, Psalm 125, verse 2 says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. There's an old praise song we used to sing years ago from that very verse. Beautiful song, I love it. As the mountains are around Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. He said, I will look to the hills. The holy hills, the source of my help. I will look to the maker of the heavens and the earth. Wow. I will look to, you know, the bank. I will look to, you know, the power of the United States or our currency. No, I will look to the maker of heaven and earth, the one who holds the universe itself in the span of his hand. A span is from your thumb to your finger, right in between here. And someone asked God, how big is the universe? And God said, that big. Holds the universe in the span of his hand. That's who I look to. The world can look to its sources. It can look to other people or whatever. But we need to look unto the Lord. He's the maker of the heavens and the earth. In other words, he is omnipotent. That is, he is all-powerful. He is the source of my help. Verses 3 and 4, he says, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Ecclesiastes tells us that he makes all things beautiful in his time. Don't you feel sometimes like God is falling asleep on the job? You know, Lord, you've fallen asleep. You know, what are you doing, listening to a Pastor Al sermon or something? Just, you know, Lord, you've slumbered on me. Lord, you've nodded off. Something got by you. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. He knows what's going on in your life right now. I know sometimes it seems like the Lord isn't there. You know what? I'm learning. I'm learning because I'm not arrived, not going to arrive until, you know, there's a box down front here, maybe in this building, and you know, I'm laying in it. And I'll be in heaven. I'll be in glory. Then I can say I've arrived. But you know what? I'm learning to trust in God, no matter how bad it looks. I'm learning that he's not without a plan. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Upon his power, his omnipotence. God is not sleeping tonight. You may feel like, man, he's taking a vacation in my house. No, he's still there. He's still there. Are you looking toward the hills? Are you looking toward him? Or have you been looking toward your spouse or to the church or somebody else? That's where your help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Literally, it means, and when he says here that he will not allow your foot to be moved, it means that he will not allow any evil to approach you. But, you know, we ask the question, the obvious question, well, you know, bad things happen to good people. But here's the idea, is that bad things will never dislodge my relationship and my position with God. There's nothing. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because nothing can dislodge you from the presence of God or separate you from the love of God. No evil can. Because you got to ask yourself the question. I mean, if there's no evil coming against me, then why did my child die? And why did I have the car accident? And why did I lose my job? And why did I get mugged? Or whatever it might be. Bad things happen to good people. But Jesus said, behold, I have overcome the world. Because nothing can dislodge you from the Father's presence. And in that is our victory. God never sleeps. He keeps us. He is an everlasting covering for his people. Isaiah 31 verse 5 says, like birds flying about, so shall the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it as a covering. Psalm 3, verses 3 and 4 says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Thou, O Lord, O King James says, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. He's a shield about us, protecting us, preserving us from the evil that will try to dislodge us from our position, from the presence, from the love of God. Verses 5 to 8 in Psalm 121 says, the Lord is your keeper, therefore. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. In other words, he will keep, again, the effects of evil from dislodging your relationship with the Lord, from taking you away from the presence of God. One commentator noted, he said, protection, when he says the Lord is the keeper of, is my keeper, the Lord is my shade your right hand. The idea here is, one commentator said, he said the protection was especially needed on the right hand as the side which no shield guarded. In other words, if you're in battle, and most people are right-handed, and you're fighting your foe, your shield is where? It's in your left hand. And you're fighting, and you got protection here, but what's protecting this side? The Lord is my shield on my right hand. In other words, even when I'm in a fight with the enemy, God is covering my back. He is my shield. Amen? Oh, that's good. Amen. Because you think about it, you're vulnerable. You're slashing away going, man, what about tomorrow? Am I going to have a job tomorrow? I don't know. I'm fighting the enemy, Lord. But what about this side over here, Lord? I'm kind of vulnerable back here. He's got your back. He's my shield on my right hand. Even in the midst of a battle, he is our protector. Thus, he is a shield for us. He says here, from the sun by day, the moon by night. I believe the idea here, and there's some explanations, and people talk about the effects of even the moonlight upon our bodies physically, and I don't know enough about that to talk intelligently about it, but I think metaphorically he's speaking here of the very fact that the sun, will not scorch us. And if you've ever been out in the desert, you know, that sun can be a real enemy. He said, God, you're going to be my shade from the sun. And Lord, you're going to protect me from the moon at night. The moon representing, you know, the cool or the cold or the dampness, the moisture, if you will, of the night. He says in verses 7 and 8 that evil will come, but God will preserve us. Verse 7, he says, and the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Oh, it's going to come. Oh, it's going to come. It'll find your address. But he shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. In other words, he will preserve you in all your ways. You're going out, you're coming in, you're getting up, laying down, whatever your situation is, employed, unemployed, have a home, homeless, you know, whatever your situation, God says, I will preserve your soul. That's a promise of the Lord. No matter what we're going through, whatever befalls us, God will see us through.
That's such a comforting thought, isn't it? We're going through a lot of trials and tribulations right now, but God will always see us through. The second half of today's message comes your way in just a few moments. Join us on this journey of faith by becoming a financial partner with us. To make a one-time donation or to become a monthly supporter, just go to cwccs.org or text the word GIVE to 719-354-2778. You can also send a donation through the mail to The Dwelling Place, 501 Castle Road, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80904. And on behalf of Pastor Al, thanks for your support, both through donation and through prayer. Now, here's our teacher, Pastor Al Pittman, with the second half of today's message.
Psalm 122, Song of Descent. This one is attributed to King David. He says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And that was another song we used to sing. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. Within thy gates. That's it. I was off a little flat there. Within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And there is peace for those who pray for thee. For those who pray, prosperity. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand. I got to do the whole thing now. Within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up in the tribes of the Lord to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, for thrones are set there for judgment, and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Again, this psalm is attributed to King David. The description of Jerusalem fits the time of David. Biblical scholars have noted that. Verses 3 to 7 talks about Jerusalem was built as a city compacted together. The tribes go up and all that. The thrones of judgment, he talks about in verse 5, speaks of the thrones of the house of David. Speak of the fact that David's throne and the throne of his son Solomon were thrones of judgment. The house of the Lord, verse 1, speaks of the tabernacle which David set up in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 17. The tribes of the Lord, verse 4, they were all united under David, the tribes of the Lord, as they went up before the Lord, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 5. And the going up, again, probably speaks about the fact that again, David, when he moved the Ark of the Covenant, he moved it up to Ornan's threshing floor that he purchased from Ornan in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and 22. You can go back and read the account there. That threshing floor would later become the Temple Mount upon which Solomon would build the temple unto the Lord. Because David couldn't build it because his hands were bloody. God put it in his heart, but did not let him accomplish it with his hands. There's another whole sermon there. A lot of time, you know, concerning the fact that God may put something in your heart, but he may have someone else accomplish it. But Solomon built the temple, and he built it on that Temple Mount on Ornan's threshing floor that David bought purchased from him. And you can find that at 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1 speaks of that very fact, that Solomon built the temple on that very threshing floor that his father had purchased. Verses 1 and 2, we'll get into it here. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand. Our feet, listen, have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Amen. Our feet shall stand, the King James says, and the New King James Version says, have been standing. The historic idea is that the people of Israel are all within the walls of that great city, Jerusalem. Verse 7, he says, peace be within your walls. So all the people, they say, we're standing. We have been standing. We're inside the very walls of the city. And they're set to go up to God's house. So metaphorically speaking, if we apply this, we could say that those who are able to go up to God, who will go up to God, are already standing within the gates of salvation through faith in Christ. We will go up to God because we are within that place of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And so here we have historically this people who are inside the walls of the city, just as we are inside the salvation that we have through faith in Jesus Christ. Through faith in Christ, we are inside the salvation God has for us through his son, Jesus Christ. And so they're ready to go up. You know, you've got to be inside the walls in order to go up. And so they're inside the walls. They have been standing, waiting to go up from the historical perspective to worship their God at the temple. Verses 3 to 5, he says, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. And again, those of you who've been to Jerusalem, you see it is an intense place. It is a dense population, people almost on top of each other. And just you kind of wonder, how does this all come together? And you get a sense of the tension that is in Israel and within the city in particular of Jerusalem. It's a compacted city, a dense population of people. And in the same manner, we could say that we are compacted, if you will, together in Christ. We are one in him. There is no other place. There's not several Christ. There's only one place. There's only one walled city. There's only one way to salvation, to have our sins forgiven, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. And we are all knit together, the Bible says, into one church, one body. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 tells us we're compacted together in Christ. And like Israel, we are compacted together for a testimony to God's glory, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Verse 4 here, he says, where the tribes go up, they're compacted together, the tribes, they go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. And that's why we exist. That's why we're compacted. That's why we are knit together as one body within the body of Christ. And we talked about how, indeed, Paul said that there are many members, but we're all one body. We're compacted in Christ. But then Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7 tells us that the reason we are compacted together, the reason God brings together Jews and Gentiles and you know, all people of all manner of life and different races and colors and backgrounds and all that, and makes us one, is a mighty testimony to the glory of God. How can they believe, Jesus said, that I have come unless you are one? We're compacted together in our lives. The church is to bring glory to God. Would it be a testimony to the glory of God? Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, compacted, and made us sit together, compacted, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In fact, you could say we're already seated in Christ Jesus. We're inside the salvation. We're not trying to earn our salvation. We're already there because of our faith in Christ. And from God's perspective, he sees you're already seated in glory. I love that. That's a whole nother deal. You know, because the walls that are established, things that are established in heaven are established forever. And we're established forever in Christ in glory. So as far as God is concerned, he says he already sees you there. You're already home. Well, I'm trying to get to heaven. God says, you're already there. Relax. Yes, we do need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And yes, we do need to continue to live a life worthy of the calling we've received and all those things. But the reality is that through faith in Christ, we're in him now. We're compacted in him. We are one in Christ. We're one body. He goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7, he says that in the ages, and here's the idea, here's the testimony, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. In the ages to come, we may be to the praise of his glory. You know, there's this scripture where the Bible says the angels look at us and they marvel. How did you get Al Pittman and all them folks from different backgrounds, all colors and shapes, how did you get, they're scratching their head. It's only through faith in Christ. And we are here as a testimony to the God's glory. Verse 5, he says, for thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. And we could say as the throne of David was a throne of judgment for the people, so the world will also be judged by God according to the root of David, that is Jesus Christ. God's throne will be a throne of judgment. For those who have faith in Christ, our works will be judged, but we will not stand before the great white throne judgment. But God will judge the world according to the root of David, just as David in his time judged the people of Jerusalem, the people of Israel, before his throne. His throne was a throne of judgment. In verse 6, he says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces.
This has been The Dwelling Place, featuring the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Al Pittman, senior pastor at Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. If you enjoy Pastor Al's teaching ministry, we have some good news for you. You can listen, watch, or download an archive of past messages and our current series in the Book of Acts with a simple mouse click at cwccs.org. Just click the Messages tab at the top of the page. And while you're checking out our website, be sure to download the Calvary Worship Center app for your device and take Pastor Al wherever you go. The Dwelling Place is also available at oneplace.com. And I would also like to ask you to take a few moments today to send Pastor Al an email and let him know that you enjoy The Dwelling Place on this station. You can also share a prayer request with us. Just send an email to amen@cwccs.org. We're excited to announce that our Calvary Worship Center online store is now available at cwccs.org. You can order shirts, Pastor Al's books, music, and more. Every purchase goes back into the ministry to further the gospel and help support this radio ministry. Just go to our website at cwccs.org and click on the store tab and make your purchase today. If you live in the Colorado Springs area and are looking for a church home, or you'll be visiting the area in the future, we invite you to come join us for worship here at Calvary Worship Center. You'll find directions and more information at cwccs.org. And no matter where you are, you can watch our services via live streaming right there at our website. You'll find directions and service times for both locations at cwccs.org. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman is presented by Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado.